From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has marked his 100th day in office by saying he had brought profound change to Washington. He spoke late Saturday in the state of Pennsylvania, one of the states that helped him get elected.
Make no mistake, we are just beginning in our fight to make America great again.
That phrase was a hallmark for Mr. Trump's presidential campaign. In fact, there were many moments in the Saturday speech when he sounded like he was back on the campaign trail, like when he spoke about the news media.
Let's rate the media's 100 days. Should we do that? Should we do it? Because, as you know, they are a disgrace. According to a Morning Consult poll, more than half of Americans say the media is out of touch with everyday Americans, and they've proven that.
At about the same time, protesters in the crowd held up Russian flags with the name Trump on them. Mr. Trump applauded law enforcement for removing the protesters and went on to tout his 100 days of accomplishments, including the appointment of a new high court justice, proposals to cut taxes, and efforts to keep Islamic terrorists from coming into the country. The Russian opposition movement, founded by exiled Kremlin critic and oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky, protested President Vladimir Putin in 32 cities across the country, despite the fact that authorities had banned the movement and declared it illegal. The demonstrations came on the heels of the largest protest in March, the biggest unauthorized rally in recent years. This is VOA News. An American woman convicted of espionage in China and held without a trial for 2 years is back in the U.S. after being deported. Chinese government has not released details of the charges against Sandy Falguinis, but her lawyer told Reuters he could not comment on the case because it involves state secrets. The human rights group that campaigned for Falguinis' release said negotiations for her release intensified during U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Beijing last month. On the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting in the Philippines, the leaders of Indonesia and the Philippines today inaugurated a new direct sea link that will cut in half shipping times and boost trade between two southern Philippine cities and Indonesia. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte spoke with reporters about the sea link.
As we open this new maritime trade route, we reaffirm our ties with each other and commit ourselves to aspirations of a larger ASEAN community.
The new route will take two ports on Mindanao Island to Indonesia. Meantime, President Trump has invited President Duterte to Washington to discuss various issues, including the threat North Korea presents to regional security. Thousands rallied in Washington on Saturday for the People's Climate March. Organizers say they hope the day's events would send a clear message to the Trump administration that lawmakers in Washington and those who are concerned about climate policies. VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff has more.
Under a blazing sun, concerned citizens took to the streets of Washington, marching down Pennsylvania Avenue toward the White House, protesting against the Trump administration's stance on climate change.
We will rise up!
Organizers of today's People's Climate March labeled the event a nationwide call for, quote, climate jobs and justice. For many activists, the demonstrations represented a larger symbol of resistance on the president's 100th day in office. Others hope the march will serve as a greater call to action.
Keep it in the soil! Keep it in the soil!
Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
Prince Harry has joined thousands of rugby fans at a London stadium to cheer on the annual British Armed Forces rugby match. Harry was at the match in his role as patron of the Invictus Games Foundation, the charity of this year's games. He had spearheaded the Invictus Games, an international sporting event for injured service personnel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.